Hello, I hope you're having a great week, and I'm thankful for your part in this podcast. We're going to be talking today about seven things that you should never get tired of telling your church or your ministry team. This is for ministry leaders. It can apply to pastors, worship leaders, student ministry leaders, kids ministry leaders, the adults you're working with, the people in your church. We may feel like we're repeating ourselves a lot, but we can never get tired of repeating these things. It struck me from Philippians this morning, and I want to share it here on the podcast in just a moment.
Thank you for joining us on the Tim Price Christian Life and Leadership Podcast. We're praying for each of our listeners, pastors, worship leaders, student ministry and kids ministry leaders, and the church in general. If you have any questions, connect with us at timpriceblog.com.
Philippians 3:1 says, "Whatever happens, my dear brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord. I never get tired of telling you these things, and I do it to safeguard your faith." Well, Paul is speaking here to a young church, and as usual, he's sticking to some of the basics. Whatever happens in life, rejoice in the Lord. But the phrase that really caught my attention today was, "I never get tired of telling you these things." The things that he had been talking about, I guess, in the previous chapter. And I know that leaders can feel like they are being repetitive. And sometimes even in the feeling of being repetitive, they often just won't be repetitive, feeling like they're annoying people or saying it too often. But in order to keep everyone moving the same direction as we grow in faith and ministry together, as the congregation is strengthened, as our ministry teams are equipped and trained and challenged and invited in, these are seven things we should never get tired of telling our people. Number one, God is good. We have to keep reiterating the fact that all good things come from Him, that in Him all things were made, and that even in the darkest times, even in the times when we wonder how that could happen in our world, we have to remember that the world has fallen, that there is sin in the world and in our lives, and the only thing that is totally good is God and God's work in us. And if it wasn't for the goodness of God, then we would have many, many more problems. And so we have to remind our people that no matter what we're going through, no matter what is happening, that God is good. Number two, in the things that we never want to get tired of telling our people, is that it's all about Jesus. That our goal as a church is to be the hands and feet of Christ. It's to lift up the name of Christ. It's to worship and to praise and to utilize the giftedness and the calling and the passion that He's given us for the sole purpose of letting others know about the love and the gospel news of Jesus. It's all about Jesus. It's why we gather. It's why we are in ministry. It's why we're serving in this way. It's why we invest time. It's why we are part of the church. Doesn't need to be alternative motives. It needs to be focused on Jesus. Number three is the one that Paul said, that we rejoice in the Lord. I don't know why it is, but lately in the last several months, I've heard a lot of comments and read a lot of blog posts and seen a lot of social media posts about the number of pastors who are quitting, stepping down. The sheer number and volume is kind of earth-shattering. It's just like 40 and 60%, depending on what you read. And of course, the pandemic maybe had a lot to do with that. Other things and factors might include just the change in the pace of how people respond to the church as a whole in our culture and our nation here in America. But I do know that there are legitimate reasons why it can be hard, and it is hard in ministry at times. And there are legitimate reasons why people need to step down. So I'm not judging anyone here or making any kind of commentary on those statistics. But what I am saying is that one of the calls of Scripture is to rejoice in the Lord, to think about what is going well, the things that are going great, and to give God praise for that. And then for the things that may not feel like they're going great, we still give God praise. And we basically say, we are going to rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say it, rejoice. Well, number four, we are in this together. Now, that has kind of taken on a tone of all kinds of different things. It took on tone during the pandemic for sure. It also takes on a tone with politics and different things like that. But it is really true that the Christian life as a whole the church, the congregation, there are thousands, hundreds of thousands of bodies of Christ, congregations, groups of people meeting as God's church in various parts of the entire globe. And one of the things that we can definitely help our people feel like they have a part in the mission is to let them know that it takes all of us. We need each person in our group. We're in this ministry together. Not any one of us can do it on our own, as the scripture talks about. If the whole body were an eye, then we would have big problems. I also believe that every church is equipped with the people they need to accomplish God's purposes at this time. In the history of the church and in the situation and context of the community in which you are serving and in which you exist. And so each person is a part of that effective ministry together. And often, some people may not really understand or know exactly what their role is. And so we have to constantly and be willing to share that it takes each of us. We all are invited to be a part. We are in this together, and we need each person. And at times that's a statement. Sometimes it's weaved into messages. And other times it's maybe one of the hardest things, and that is just to look eyeball to someone and say, are you in? Will you help? Can you take this next step? Will you take on this ministry? Will you be a part of this thing? And some people may feel a little bit repelled by those kind of asks, but we have nothing to lose. We have urgency to be the church, and we need to make sure that we're stepping in to do that. So number five, here's where we are heading. You might feel like you think about that a lot. As the pastor or worship leader or youth pastor, you might be thinking a lot about where we're going or what it needs to look like or what effective ministry really would be or how cool it would be if this or that could happen. And at times, we're so much in our head on that that we kind of forget that we haven't told others. And so one of the things that we need to put on repeat in our ministries is, here's where we are heading. Here's where we need to be. And as we are working toward that and inviting others to be a part of that, it's going to be more inspiring for them. It's going to bring a little more clarity to why we're doing what we're doing. And it's going to motivate people to say, yes, that is our goal. That's our challenge. That's who we are. And I'm with you. I'm going with you. And there are a lot of great ways to say that. I have another blog post I'll try to link here that says four great questions that you need to ask in your ministry. And it all kind of stems around, where are we? Where do we want to be? Where are we heading? And how do we get there? And you can look that up on the blog or in this podcast. So that's one thing we want to say a lot. Number six, let's pray about this. Number six, let's pray about this. That is something you want to weave into the fabric of your ministry and your life. Now, there are some things that are so ingrained that we've learned and that God has given us clear direction on, that Scripture teaches, and we know exactly what we need to do. If some kind of opportunity comes up that really is against the grain of who we are and what Scripture teaches, we don't have to pray about that. We kind of know that. We've already learned that, and we can say yes and no quickly to those things. But there are other things that we just do not know, and the Bible calls us to pray. And too often we sort of have led and leaned toward strategy and ideas and organization and systems and all kinds of other great things that can really be useful tools in ministry. And we leave out this part that says, we're not exactly sure how to accomplish this or what the next step is. And we forget to say, let's pray about this. And we want to invite our people, our teams, our church, our leaders, our staff to pray about things. But we also want to say that phrase and then stop and pray about this, whatever that is. And as we do that, it is going to open up doors that would never be opened. The scripture that says we seek and we knock and the doors will be open to us. And so we have to seek the Lord in prayer. Then the last thing you never want to get tired of saying as a ministry leader, a pastor, worship leader, kids ministry, student ministry, any church leader, the last thing you want to never get tired of saying is thank you. We want to tell people thank you. Thank you for what they've done. Thank you for how they've served. Thank you for the ways that they've allowed the Lord to lead them. Thank you for their generosity. Thank you for their time and their investment and their use of their gifts. You want to thank people. Thank them for the little things and the big things. And you don't have to worry about being generous with your words in this regard. People want to be appreciated. And even more than that, volunteers, paid staff, pastors want to be noticed, that somebody noticed they were doing something and that they were using their gifts, that things were aligning. And your generous words of appreciation can really not only clarify and motivate them in their calling, but it can also be a huge boost to the morale of the ministry as a whole. Never get tired of saying thank you. So these are the seven things you should never get tired of saying. God is good. It's all about Jesus. Rejoice in the Lord. We're in this together. Here's where we are heading. Let's pray about this and thank you. So why repeat these things so heavily? Well, Andy Stanley says, and I think he got it from who knows where, but the phrase is, vision leaks. People forget. New people show up. The cycle is constant. If we wait around to say this list of seven things once a year, it's not going to be enough. We're going to miss people. We're going to miss the opportunities. I know in worship ministry that many worship leaders feel like they've sung the song way too much, just as the congregation is barely catching on to it. From the practices and rehearsals, a band plays a song, 20 times before the congregation has sung it too. And so it is easy to begin to think that I've said that enough. And the leader of the church is called to help keep the focus through various avenues. One of those avenues is through language, through words as they preach and speak. One of them is through reminders in writing and in meetings and in conversations. And then the third way is that the leader of the church is called to help keep building the effective congregational culture. And words are an important part to building the culture. As you keep repeating these parts of the vision, you might feel like you're wearing it out, but to your people, it's just sinking in. So we can never get tired of telling them these things. Now, I also realize that there's a lot of things that you could get excited about telling your people on an ongoing basis. And there are also seasons where you might spend more time on one of these or another. And so I know that listening out there in podcast land is not easy to respond, but I would love to hear the things that you have on repeat in your ministry, the things that you never get tired of telling your people. And if you have one of those or would like to reach out and share it or talk about it a little bit, my email address is tim@harvestministryteams.com. And you can also find that at the blog post or our webpage, timpriceblog.com. Also want to invite you along those lines that if you're needing a person to connect with, just to share some things going on in your ministry, often there's people you can talk to, but you might need somebody a little more removed, may not know the exact situation. Sometimes we get so stuck in our situation, it's hard to separate ourselves. And to some degree, I understand that completely. And I would love to visit with you to just let you share a little bit of the barrier and a little bit of the issue, and just would love to listen and pray with you and see if some conversation might help get unstuck from that. And if you're interested in a time like that, just a short-term kind of conversation, you can visit the webpage timpriceblog.com/coaching and find out more, and it would be awesome to connect with you. Well, I want to thank you again for listening to this podcast. Thanks to each ministry leader and to the church. And I just want to tell you before we go that God is good. The ministry we are doing is all about Jesus. I want you to rejoice in the Lord today because there are a lot of things for which we can be thankful. I also want to let you know that we are in this together as workers in God's kingdom work. The harvest is plentiful and we need to continue on. I want to let you know that I'm praying for you, praying for the direction and the ministry of your church. And I want to say thank you for your part in the life of this podcast and the ministry of your church. I'll speak with you next time. Thanks.